From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The United States and China have reaffirmed their commitment to a denuclearized Korean peninsula, but have not agreed on a new set of penalties following North Korea's recent nuclear test. After meeting in Beijing Wednesday with the Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said the two countries have made cooperative progress on issues such as climate change, but they remain divided over how to deal with North Korea.
We look forward to working with China, which China agreed today to do, to engage in an accelerated effort at the United Nations, instructing both of our representatives to work together to try to achieve an understanding about the strong resolution that introduces significant new measures to curtail North Korea's ability to advance its prescribed nuclear and ballistic missile programs.
Meanwhile, the Chinese foreign minister said Wednesday his country was prepared to support a new UN resolution against Pyongyang's nuclear program. Health officials in Denmark said Wednesday that a resident who had traveled to South and Central America had tested positive for the Zika virus. According to the World Health Organization, the mosquito-borne virus could be linked to 4,000 suspected cases of microcephaly in Brazil. That's a condition that results in abnormally small heads in newborns and can affect brain development. A committee of key Syrian opposition groups is expected to decide Wednesday whether to participate in UN-brokered peace talks in Geneva. The UN Syria envoy, Stefan de Mistura, sent out invitations to the negotiations on Tuesday, but did not disclose who was on the list. VOA News. Russia and China are imposing their biggest clampdown on civil society in a generation, and Europe's efforts to manage its migrant crisis risk undermining its core values. That's according to Human Rights Watch in its annual global review. The review of more than 90 countries' human rights records released in Istanbul Wednesday highlighted Russia and China, but said rights crackdowns are also taking place in countries from Ethiopia to Turkey. The group's executive director, Kenneth Roth, held a news conference in Istanbul.
What we've noticed over the last year in particular is that the autocrats of the world, the authoritarian governments, are running scared in the face of civil society. This has become particularly acute now that civil society has been empowered by social media, particularly social media on a mobile phone. Because what that means is that it is much easier for civic groups to mobilize large numbers of people on the street in order to protest governmental policy.
Human Rights Watch also expressed concern that the influx of refugees to Europe from Syria and elsewhere has coincided with the rise of populist political parties exploiting Islamophobia. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani wrapped up a visit to Italy Wednesday before heading to France on the second leg of a trip, signaling Tehran's rapprochement with Europe after sanctions were lifted against the Islamic Republic. Rouhani's visit to Paris is expected to result in the signing of major business contracts on the heels of multi-billion-dollar deals in Italy. Rouhani is due to arrive late on Wednesday afternoon in Paris, where he will meet the following day with President François Hollande and French business leaders. That's the sound of French taxi drivers honking their horns. They've extended their anti-Uber protest into a second day Wednesday as news emerged that a Paris court had fined the alternative car ride service for skirting rules prohibiting its drivers from touting directly for business on the street. The fine of 1.2 million euros followed a complaint from the traditional taxi industry federation that Uber and others were flouting rules that limit alternative cab services to pre-booked businesses. The United Nations on Wednesday launched an appeal for $393 million in humanitarian assistance to conflict-torn Afghanistan this year to meet acute life-saving needs of millions of vulnerable people across the country. Mark Bowden is a UN humanitarian coordinator, and he said Wednesday that the support would be related to food, health care, nutrition, safe water, and sanitation. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.